Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. The fifth successor to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, has said, "He who dies while knowing his Imam will not be at a loss whether the Imam appears soon or late. He who dies while knowing his Imam is like the one who is in Imam's camp alongside of him." So what did Imam Baqir alayhi salam mean by knowing your Imam? Is knowing of a person, an Imam, the same thing as actually knowing him? Essentially, we are talking about the difference between identification and understanding a person's identity. So let's take your best friend, for example. Was it the same thing when you knew their name, where they came from, their age, where they went to school, as after you got to know them, established a relationship, shared experiences together, told them your secrets, shared your goals, your ideals and ideas, and whom you understood what theirs were? I'm thinking that it was quite a different story. Am I right? So this is the same as knowing the Imam versus knowing of the Imam. Isn't it different from knowing the details of a person's identity to understanding their morals, their ethics, their likes and their dislikes, the things that hurt them, and trying to avoid the negative? Caring about a person's health, wanting to know if they are well, praying for their health. So don't just know of the Imam, start knowing your Imam. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.